Blog Talk Radio.
And the audience is here for it, and this is a special
packed house.
This is a special broadcast. This was like one of these wonderful surprises that this is life turning on a dime, just like a wonderful thing that happened. It all lined up, and you are with the special broadcast of She's Raising the Bar.
Yes.
Usually airing Wednesday, and you're all here for our Wednesday show, but today we have a special show, and the reason for that is the gentleman that will be coming on board with us in a few minutes. And first, let me give the proper intros. I want to welcome everybody for coming on board with us another day. Usually our show is Wednesday at 1, and we're doing another one Friday today at 1 o'clock, and the ladies behind the mic are... Lori Towers is me. See, that drum roll went right over a drum roll into the harp. Now, that was different.
Up.
That was different.
Yeah.
Lead Ziegelman is she. And
we are
here to assist you in She's Raising the Bar. And thank you so much for joining us. This is a special presentation today of a guest we've been trying to get for about a year and a half. Right? I would say something like that. His team thinks it's like 2 years, but
I'm thinking 2 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know, it just seems like so long. And I was chatting with him yesterday, and I was saying that we've been stalking you, wanting to interview you for quite some time now, and he is a gentleman and needs no introduction. Galad, a name that
bodies in motion.
Yeah, millions and millions of people know. And you know, Ali, the cutest part of it is my assistants, the interns, who are like in their mid-20s, early 20s, they knew who he was.
So he's the longest running
fitness guru
been on TV.
And you know something? I didn't know that. But
yeah.
He is the longest running fitness show in the United States. I had no idea of that.
That's why I kept saying, Lori, get him on, Lori.
It was success. I knew it was successful, but, you know, you never realize until you're reading
the longest show going on
TV. The text, and you go, wow, that's a wealth of information being disseminated by him over these close to 35 years. And like I said, the nice part is the fact that it's not just us, and we're like within, you know, a few years of him. It's the younger generation.
I grew up with him.
I know.
But
I'm
actually
just saying,
grew up with him.
It's nice that, I mean, I expect people in our age group to know
right.
him. And you know, above. But it's really nice when one of the interns just came in yesterday. Oh, yeah, he's really cool. Yeah, no, I know him. And he wasn't saying it, oh, my mother knew, oh, I used to watch it with my mother. He was saying, "Oh yeah, I've heard of him, and so did Vicky." And it was nice to hear that. So he'll be joining us in a few minutes, and he's in town to do the ECA, right?
ECA
360.
Yes.
That's at the Marriott Hotel.
Pretty cool
event.
I went to a couple of them a couple times.
That's the World Fitness Alliance, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That happens like a...
And it's always packed.
Yeah.
I tell you, packed. And you got to wait on lines to get into the classes that you signed up for. It's a lot of fun, but it's very exhausting.
Yeah.
Because you could take a class after class after class after class, and by the end of the night, you're dead.
Yeah.
Totally dead.
You know, I remember, this is dating myself, too. Years ago, I did something, oh my God, what was her name? Was that the Beacon Theater with High Voltage? Do you remember her?
High voltage.
She was, you would know her if you...
I remember the name. I can't put a picture to it.
She was a pretty big, I think, aerobics instructor. She was like, picture Cyndi Lauper.
She wasn't like the jazzercise person, was she?
I don't know if, I don't want to misspeak, but I don't know if she was the jazzercise person, but she was always, I mean, in person she wasn't like that, but larger than life, a little over the top. She had blue hair. She had, I mean, she used to wear these different.
I said, I can't, like, picture her, but I know who she
is. Iridescent color, like.
Right, very bright.
Sneakers,
very bright.
Yeah. And we did something.
Who would know they would come back in style now?
Well, everything is cyclical. Everything comes back. But it's funny because I remember she and I did something at the Beacon Theater years. Is the Beacon Theater, it's still there.
Sure, it's still
there.
Mm-hmm.
And the throngs of people that were there, and she would just, like, you know, people were just all over her. And she was, this is like 1989.
Yeah.
This is going way back. And those things are always good because they always bring in
I
know,
saw
like
the Miss Olympia.
At the Beacon Theater.
Yeah.
Where is it usually? It
depends. And, you know, every year it's in a different state.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's in Chicago, which I think this year it was. Or was that the... Oh, I can't remember. There's so many different
Of course, the Beacon Theater, I mean, I don't... You know, to me, I mean, from what I remember...
Actually, the Beacon Theater, one of my clients just saw Jerry Seinfeld there.
Oh, you know, I always think it's a smaller... theater.
It's bigger than a Broadway theater. You know?
Okay.
I don't remember correctly if they do have a balcony. I don't remember.
I tell you the truth, I don't remember much about it, but that's why they usually have Mr. and Ms. Olympia in Madison Square Garden sometimes, right?
I don't remember ever seeing that, yeah?
Yeah. I thought it was big. Well, I mean, maybe then. I mean, now it's just throngs of people.
Oh, forget it.
Going there. So it's like, you know, it's like anything else.
Yeah.
It's but you know what's amazing about Gilad? And, you know, I was reading up a little bit more. This is where you could build a fitness empire, okay, with just the tools you have, which were... the fitness industry itself, the magazines that maybe, printed you, your press agent or publicist, and your business day began and ended without social media. Think about this.
Sure.
This was when you couldn't tweet. You didn't have a Facebook page. You didn't know from that.
But you're still big with all that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that was...
Well, again, you know, back then it was more TV, televised.
Right,
and,
that's all you had. You had no, you. I mean.
MySpace.
Right.
Remember MySpace?
That was before. Yeah, that was before.
That was before YouTube, I think.
I'm trying to think.
Time?
That no, MySpace was before Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
You know, and I still have a MySpace page.
Do you?
I mean, I'm rarely on Facebook.
Right.
But think about this. This was where, I mean, now I think in terms of business and promotion, we look at social media as land support.
Yeah.
You know, it's field support for everything else you're doing.
It's free PR.
Right. But there was a day, and, you know, it's funny that people were able to do this. And when we had Tammy Lee Webb, when she was on with us, too, and around the same time, and again, she had her videos and everything out, and she's still going strong with that, too. God bless her. But, again, she was able to do this with just herself.
Yeah.
Incentive.
And she really didn't have a TV show.
I wasn't sure.
You
know,
no,
she didn't, right.
No,
right.
So she was based really only on her videos.
Right.
So, you know, it must have been a lot of commercials, a lot of plugs and stuff like that to get her noticed because everybody knew Buns of Steel.
Yeah. It's just crazy that this was, and you know what? I think it brings back everything that we talk about when you and I talk about, you know, working out in general. But it's hard work.
Oh yeah,
it's,
keep yourself afloat.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's incentive, and you just keep going, and eventually, you know, you hit the goal. And you know what? When you love what you do, and he certainly does.
Yeah,
it's. Not even an issue. It's just part of. It's like
it's
your
job.
Arm. It's your leg.
Right. It's like
it's
a job.
Part
it's part of you.
And so he'll be calling us in a few minutes. But I turn to my lovely co-host.
Yes.
And I say to you, with absolute enthusiasm, how are you, Lee?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm excited for today.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Can you tell?
We had Well, no, not really. That's why I always have to ask, because it's usually the same face for everything.
Not all of us are so jubilant. I always tell her, I am not a warm, fuzzy person.
No, no.
You know what I'm saying? I am who I am. But
no.
I do get excited. It doesn't show it,
no.
But I do.
No.
That's why not I much
people,
excites
no, she's really
me.
Happy. No, you don't understand. I know her very well. She's really happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
But yeah, it's going to be a really good show. And, you know, I have to say one thing about him from what I've known, and we've spoken on the phone a few times prior to this, an absolute gentleman. And when he tells you he's going to call you back, he does call back. And, you know, he just seems like it's funny, because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I was, you know, telling her that he was going to be on the show. And she goes, oh, my God, he seems like such a nice person.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have, you know, obviously it comes through. I mean, look, he could have a TV persona, but from my dealings with him, he certainly is a gentleman, and he will be joining us soon. And we have our pre, we put on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you haven't liked us on Instagram, follow us. She's Raising the Bar on Instagram. We had our pre-show swooning.
Me
holding
Galad's
a picture of Galad and the
me
lovely,
swooning.
The lovely Elite Ziegman swooning. And yeah, that's pretty funny. So if you haven't liked us on Facebook, please run over there. She's Raising the Bar. Liking something, people, is not
it's
something
free.
Yeah. That you have to dig into your wallet.
Let us know that you're out there.
Card. Just like us. And you know what? If you don't like us anymore, you could unlike. I never
that's
realized
that.
You could do that.
Oh yeah,
I had, you know, this is why I'm so behind the beat when it comes to social media.
Yeah.
I don't know that you could unlike something.
Of course you can.
I thought
really?
Once you liked you.
No,
you were kind of committed
no,
to,
no.
You know?
You press like and it says you want to unlike. You press unlike.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Just as you liked it, you could unlike it.
I thought it was like a commitment.
No,
no.
Even if you follow something, you could unfollow it.
Yeah. See, I didn't know till the other day when I made a mistake in liking somebody something, and I said, oh. And then I took it back and went, oh, my God, this is great.
Yeah.
Because I got nervous that I liked the wrong thing, and I didn't want to do that. So let me ask you, I mean, you were very influenced by Galad.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, like, you know, what inspired you most about him?
What inspired me most about him? You know, being a personal trainer, I like the way he always, you know, he did the form.
The
he
form,
explained
right,
it,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
He explained it. Then he did it, and then he went around and he corrected you if it wasn't right. But he was just very charismatic on that screen.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
He really got into, I enjoyed watching him.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't really a big aerobics fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But he incorporated, you know, weights with aerobics, and he did basically everything.
And you know what? This is the complete, you know, polar opposite, and I'm not naming names, but the boot camp trainers that are in your face and yelling, and sometimes, you know, depending on your personality, some people would be okay with that.
Some people like that.
But a lot of people won't,
no.
And I think that what he created was a climate of calm.
Right.
And a climate of,
exactly,
you know,
right.
Nurturing and careful instruction and, you know, no judgment, which is, you know, because when people are just working out, they don't get it instantly. I mean, we're working out so long that we forget what it was like to make a sloppy move. We forget what it was like not to know what to do with something or a variation on the movement or being
my clients always say, do you just sit in the corner one day and you just think of all these things to do and put together? I said, no, it's just part of the program.
That's exactly right. But, I mean, going back, we forget what it was like to
make
that first
right.
And be insecure and do a move the wrong way and be corrected. We forget. But, you know, it's a very primal feeling to feel insecure and to not, you know, really want to put yourself out, and certainly don't want to be embarrassed.
No.
So, I mean, there are trainers, and we're not casting any judgment on anybody, but there are trainers that have made millions of dollars doing that, and there are trainers that certainly, you know, and against different strokes. That I to be honest with you, that wouldn't work for me. That really wouldn't work for me. You know, I don't think that calling somebody out on the carpet and yelling and screaming, even if you're in, your own studio with them. I don't think that's a,
no.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's degrading, especially if they can't do it.
And
you know, I was watching, you know, I watched a couple episodes because it was just fascinating to me because it's just, a lot of it is just such phony baloney. But they have Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. What's that about?
It's these women that just, you know, want to lose weight, and Khloe Kardashian, and, you know, sets them up with a diet plan and a certain trainer for them, you know, whatever will fit them.
Right.
And there was a lot of trainers that, like, there was one guy that was hooked up with this, you know, one of the girls that wanted to lose weight. And, okay, you know, I don't understand how Khloe thought that he would be perfect for her, but he just had no personality. It was just like, do this, do that, do this, do that. And she was like, she liked to kid around, she liked to joke around. And it's part of the whole hour of training, you know, just to enjoy yourself. But he didn't want to hear nothing. You do the exercise, and that's that. Then we move on to the next. I guess whatever floats your boat, but she could just tell that she was not enjoying her workout with him.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm serious about this. You know, he didn't want her to eat the whole week, a liquid diet, and then the next week you incorporate this and then you incorporate that. To me, that's not healthy.
No. And, you know, it's sometimes you have a perfectly good trainer, and they can disseminate the information, and they're just really, really wonderful at what they do. And you just get a client that's ill-suited to receive it that way. You know, sometimes it's just human nature.
You know, you
got to
feel out the climate.
Right,
client,
exactly.
You know, I mean, they're paying you.
Yeah.
So if you could see, you know, what kind of personality, what they could take and what they can't take, just like exactly the workout you're going to give them. You know, what they can handle, what they can't handle. But this guy was just terrible. And then there was another trainer that really was like, it was more of a mental aspect. She talked to you more and, you know, what's holding you back and what's your roadblocks in life. And this, to me, I thought that was great because that client lost more weight,
compared
to the other one. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what, it's key, and we've done it, you know, when we've had trainers hook up with people.
Right.
You know what the client wants, but you also know the emotional quality that the client is
having. Oh, it's a lot
and
of emotional quality.
And you have to get the person that's going to be perfectly suited for
mm-hmm.
them. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
No, definitely
because
not.
Because you think about, you're going to be with this person, oh, my God, a few times a week, at least for half an hour. If you're not connecting,
you know.
That's half the job.
Yeah.
And then you know what happens? They don't show up.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So, but this is, you know, again, there's, that's not the excuse for not working out.
No, definitely not.
It's not the excuse for not working out. So, you know, the bottom line is, if for some reason you have a trainer that you don't necessarily get along with, or you don't feel you're vibing with them,
right.
That's fine. Find another one. Don't let it end right there.
They come, there's so many of them out there.
Don't let it end right there, you know? So
everybody becomes a personal trainer.
And we did a show on that.
Yeah.
We did a show on, you and I both.
How to pick a personal trainer.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so, you know, the sad thing about this is there are so many weekend certification trainers, and that's a problem. It's you are not going to get it. You might learn the material by rote, but you are not going to get the clinical application you need in one weekend.
No.
You are certainly
well, and
not.
Also, I don't think that anybody that's 19 or 20, anybody that's very young, it doesn't have the experience. You know,
yeah.
Just because they're nicely certified does not mean they have experience.
Right.
That is the biggest thing under your belt. I don't care how many
Absolutely.
Certifications you have.
Absolutely.
Okay? You have to be experienced. And
I think
the older
so.
The trainer, the more experienced they are, especially if they've been in the industry for that long.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I have a horrible feeling that Gilad thinks we're going to call him.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do, Elite.
What do you want me
to
do?
I want you to juggle.
Juggle?
I want you to tell, do you have any limericks that you could tell?
Limericks?
you know, there once was a man from Nantucket. No, we can't do that on this show.
No,
we can't do that
no,
on this
no,
show.
No, no, no.
But what I'm going to do is, I want you.
Tell me what you want.
What I want you to do is I want you to, if you had to create a DVD for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell the audience how you would go about doing that, like creating. What would you do if you were Elite Fitness DVDs?
Hmm.
No? You wouldn't do?
Well, I could. I mean, it would just be basic.
Okay. I want you to tell your favorite. Give me. Okay. I want to hear.
What I do in my Elite Fitness.
A success story. That's what I want.
A success story?
Yeah,
you know,
what I want to hear.
There's there could be so many more success stories, but I have a lot of clients that have a lot of roadblocks in their life.
Yeah.
And the roadblocks is basically their everyday life. And I don't want to hear that you have parties and it's my birthday. To me, that makes no sense. You have to keep coming, keep working out, keep watching what you're eating, because if you don't do the full Monty, then you're really just wasting your time. I mean, what I do basically is I train women 40 and up, and I have a lot of clients that just come for basically flexibility because, you know, as we get older, we lose balance, we lose flexibility, we lose a lot of our joint movements. So being as an older age, especially women that never worked out, takes a couple of months for them just to get to their movement of normality. So I tell you people, you should always work out. I started working out how many years ago? I'm 53 now. I started working out I think when I was, well, I was always athletic in high school. And as I got older, I joined a gym at about, how old was I when I joined the gym?
I wasn't there.
No. I think I was in my late 20s. Yeah, I joined the gym, and then I got laid off from my full-time job.
See, this is what I'm saying. The best
and I made the gym my job, actually. Yeah. I woke up. I didn't sleep late just because I lost my job, and I went to the gym every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And even when I had my baby, I went to the gym every morning. I made sure I got there before my husband left for work, and then I came home, and then he went to work.
And see,
it's a lifestyle. You need to work out no matter how old you are. And if you see the generation, two generations before us, they can't move at the age of 60 and above. They really can't. Their joints are like locked. They're in wheelchairs. They're crooked. But hopefully as the new generations, you know, multiply, they'll be better and better.
And you want to, and I had this discussion with somebody yesterday. You know, again, our visual knowledge of being overweight. I'm not talking about the person that's like maybe 10, 15 pounds, 20 pounds overweight. That is not going to be what's life-threatening. That might just be something that, you know, you want to overcome. But what I'm talking about is, hang on one second. You can continue your story because I got a lot on the phone.
All right. Hold on. Not you guys. She's got to hold on. But anyway, as I was saying before, you know, as we get older, we need to have more flexibility and more movement because the worst thing we could do as we get older is fall and not get up. How many old people you know that fall, break a hip, break a knee, and that's it. They're scarred for life because they will never be the same after that. So people, go out there, start moving your body because it is so important because it's the only thing we have, the only one per customer, so you have to use it and not abuse it. Hey, you like that? I like that too. Wait, let me give myself a clap for that. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, she's got Galad on the phone. I think it was a little mix-up.
No, he was on, stuck on a train.
Oh, he's stuck on the train.
Yep, and
okay.
He's going to be calling us in a couple of minutes. And you know something? Anybody who's been riding the New York Transit.
Yeah, it's been terrible.
It has been horrible. But I want to give Elite Ziegelman a round of applause.
I just did it for myself.
For let me tell you something. Juggling, spinning the sauces. She has done everything, and we have live with us right now. We have Galad.
Here we go.
Huffing and puffing. Galad, are you there?
Welcome.
I'm huffing and puffing because I took the elevator up here to the fifth floor at the station at the ECA.
You should not be huffing and puffing.
I'll tell you, it was such a tough ride. I'm still, my heart rate's like all the way up there.
Oh, Oh, poor thing.
We're sorry. Are you indoors now? Are you okay to talk?
I'm okay to talk. Yes.
Okay fine. Because you know what, we were talking, and I had to step out of the room and let Elite tell some stories of us while I called you. And we were saying before this, you know, he's the most reliable guy. He's a wonderful guy, and we can't
wait
to talk to him. And I'm sure he'll be on any second. And here you are.
Thank you. We're so honored.
Okay, so are you? Yeah. Thank you. That's Elise, right?
Yes, Elite. Mas comprei.
Beseder gamut oda Elise. Mani shma.
Beseder.
So when do we get on?
We're on.
We're on the air.
We're on.
Oh, we're on the air?
We are on the air.
We are
live and in person.
Thank God I didn't say something inappropriate.
No.
Because we don't have a 7-second delay. Thank God.
No.
Thank God for that. Thank you. Wow.
and thankful that you're okay and you're with us. And you know what? I was looking through the notes here today, and I said, you know what? If I had to read the amount that this man has done in over 35 years, he's not even going to be able to get on with us because the show will go until 2 o'clock. But most importantly, too, March 2007, he was inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And that's
an honor.
That is wonderful.
Yes, thank you. That was in 2007. I am really, I know it sounds like a cliche, but I'm really, really humbled because some of the people in the Hall of Fame, they are like, you know, legends like Jack LaLanne and Atlas and Arnold Schwarzenegger and people like that. So I'm like, wow, okay. Well, thank you very much for that honor.
And you know what, Elite and I were discussing it, and we were, of course, telling our team yesterday that you were going to be on and blah, blah, blah. And I think the nicest thing about this was our younger interns, the ones that were in their early 20s, they knew who you were. So, see, I think that dictates more than anything else.
Of course.
I mean, we expect people in our age group to know who he is. But the fact that they knew, I didn't have to say, well, they knew exactly, oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And that's the youngers, teenagers,
those
right?
Those are the youngins.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in town for this special event over at the Marriott. When does that start? In about a half an hour, right?
It starts in a half an hour. Yeah, it's right here at the Marriott Marquis. It's the East Coast Alliance Fitness Convention.
Right.
And I'm here on the fifth floor. I have a little booth with myself in it.
Has a lot of people come and seen you?
It's there's a lot of fitness instructors, mostly people from the industry of exercise, health, and fitness, and also people from the outside. I mean, there's no there's no charge to come in, so anybody who's here this show and wants to come see me, I'll be here today till 4 o'clock, and tomorrow from 1 to 4 as well.
Oh, wow. So it's basically, see, I wasn't really sure what the setup was, so it's basically, it's class format, right?
Well, there's classes every hour.
Yeah.
There's, like, spin classes.
Oh, that's nice.
There's, you know, bar classes. There's yoga classes.
Right. There's actually several classes offered at the same time at different venues.
Exactly.
And there's also, like, a boutique area where people have their different products from fitness wear to health products to all this type of thing that people can just walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a fun, healthy, fit environment, you know?
Yes. I've been to a couple of them years back. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I used to spend the whole weekend there.
And
they start on Thursday night and
go
all the way to Sunday.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
It goes all the way to Sunday, started today. And, I invite everybody to come. It's a lot of fun.
And everybody should go.
And the truth is I had no idea if there were any tickets involved, but especially if it's free. I mean, free information?
Well, you
can't
sign up for the classes.
What do you get for free these days, right?
Yeah.
Where's the cash?
Yeah, exactly. Even a gym class you can't even get for free.
No.
Yeah.
I think what I would ask you mostly is, your brand has been potent for over 35 years, and Elite and I were discussing this before. This was back in the day when you could build an empire without the assistance of
social
media.
Media.
And you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So
correct.
How in an industry that's really kind of youth-friendly, everything is, you know, everything goes to the younger, you know, the younger crowd. You pass the baton to the younger. But you've stayed relevant for over three decades. What do you attribute to that?
Let me think about that one. Why am I still relevant, you're asking, right? Well, first of all, thank you for putting me in that category of being relevant.
Oh,
that,
yes.
Thank you very much. I guess the only thing I can say is that I'm always sort of reinventing the wheel with fitness. And I think when it comes to really to getting into shape and getting healthy and getting fit, it's a very, very simple process. And I keep up with the trends, but I try to take those trends and make them very simple and bring them in the simplest, easiest way for the viewers at home to be able to participate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, I still enjoy very much. I enjoy fitness very, very much. I enjoy, getting people into fitness, into health, into, getting into a better lifestyle. And, it's been a priority for me for many years. And I think what I try to do is the best I can do is to project it to my viewers.
And you did it.
Yeah.
You did it for years and years.
Yeah. The show's been on since 1983. So.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is something.
Yeah. It's, I currently consider it the longest running fitness
show.
That's
exactly right.
Yeah, you are.
That's what we said before in the talk up.
Yeah.
And you know what I think is nice? Everybody that I spoke to yesterday had the same reaction that they took away from your shows. He seemed so nice. He always seemed so nice and so calm. And, even.
And enjoyed what he did.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I think that's got to be the biggest selling point.
That I'm nice?
Yeah, it always helped.
And you enjoyed what you did. I mean, it showed. Every show that you watched, that you loved what you did, and you got into it, and you made the audience participate because you just had that charismatic way.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Well,
listen, I try to make it fun for myself, and, especially for the viewer. I think if you want to engage someone in an activity, if it's not fun, they're not going to stick with it. So
that's
my motto. Make it
fun. Love what you said, that it's so easy to get into, but people just don't.
They don't.
Yeah. Well, it's like, any type of change that you make, and, the show does reach a lot of people who have weight to lose, or, women who are coming from pregnancy and want to lose the extra weight, guys who have been at home and haven't worked out in a long time. I mean, our audience is very versatile, very diverse. And I think the main thing for them is that they can count on the TV show being on every single day, and they know that they have an appointment at a certain time of day with me for half an hour or an hour. And I think that's what works in the psyche. The interesting point is, with all the DVDs and the YouTubes and all these other things that are available today on the market, I find that when I talk to people and I say, "What keeps you watching?" He says, "I just know that I can flip the channel on, turn it to whatever channel number it is in their state, and there we are at 6 o'clock or at 8 o'clock in the morning."
Yeah.
And that's what works.
That's exactly right.
And consistency, that's exactly right.
But did you ever have a rainy day?
A rainy? Oh, yes. You mean,
it's beautiful out.
I know.
Yes, we've had many rainy days.
Did you? So what
but
did you do when you had, did you
the
film
rain
those
stop
days?
Us. Oh yeah, we just keep going. Unless it's like a typhoon, then we keep rolling. Yeah,
let me ask you this: who were your role models?
Hmm.
Who were your role models?
Gosh, my role models.
Yeah.
You know, my thing was when I was in my late teens and early 20s, my goal was to get to the Olympiad.
Wow.
As an athlete, as a decathlon athlete.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I trained for a few years at UCLA and in Los Angeles. And unfortunately, that dream didn't come true. So I turned the efforts into the fitness show.
There you go. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I think that was much better.
Yeah.
Gift in a strange package,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yes.
But that's what I always
say.
Yeah. Elite was saying before, you were obviously on the train, you couldn't hear, that she got into personal training. She became a trainer because she was
I
let
got
go
laid
from
off
job.
And I just made personal training.
I
just worked out and I just made it my job.
Yes.
You just
yes,
it falls
you know,
in your lap.
I love that.
It falls into that.
I think that when you do something that you like, it's really not, you can't really consider it a job anymore.
That's exactly right. We always say that.
It's like you never work a day in your life.
Yep.
That's obviously true.
Well, you're doing something, you know, you're doing something good, whatever it is that you're doing, and if you have the passion and the desire to get up in the morning and do it, that's, you're ahead of the game.
True. You know, it's funny because I guess, you know, obviously you're very humble and you don't think that you're of the stature of where you are, but because you were so busy building it, you never get a chance to look back and say, wow, I can't believe I went this far. Do you ever have those days that you look back and say, wow, that was pretty cool, and allow yourself a pat on the back?
You know, I'll tell you something. For many years, I've been sort of running like a quarter horse, just running forward and really not looking back, and just very busy producing and shooting and shooting and producing, and really just, you know, going from one project to the next project to the third, all fitness-related, of course. And in the last year or two, I've actually had a little bit of time to kind of reflect back and go, wow, okay, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, when you're in the race, it's hard to look back and see what you did. But when you kind of take a little bit of a break, which I've been taking the last year, you look back and you go, wow, I guess I did okay.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's, and you should. That's why I asked, because I mean, the reaction that we got from people when we said that you were coming on the show, it's something that you probably never realize when you're in it, that you affected that many lives, and I think that's the gift in itself, that you've affected that many lives in a positive way.
Yeah, thank you. You know, even at the convention now, a few minutes ago, a couple of ladies came up to me and said, "Oh my, you know, I grew up with you." And I'm going, "Really? Am I that old?" what do you mean you grew up on me?
I'm
still feeling like, okay, you gotta go out there and get a job someday, and you know, they're telling me that they grew up on me, so it's kind of like a very very strange feeling. Yeah.
Well, it's such an honor to be part of people's lives, the tapestry of their lives in one way or another. Somebody, you were in somebody's living rooms. And the same with Jack LaLanne. I've always told the story of my bonding with my mother was my mother worked out, in the 60s. And my time with her was when she used to bring the chair into the living room and we got in front of our black and white TV and we exercised together.
Yep.
And, you know, You just touch people's lives in such a way that you never would expect until you're at a convention and people come up with all these cool stories.
Yeah, that's true because, you know, if you're, let's say you're teaching a class in a fitness center or in a studio, you're in contact one-to-one with these people that are coming to see you at your class. Here, I'm giving a class, and I never met these people, most of them, in person. So it's a completely different ballgame. I'm people walk up to me that I don't know who they are. I never met them before. And they have some pretty incredible stories to tell about, you know, how fitness and, you know, watching the show and getting into health and fitness, how it's changed their lives. And it just kind of, it really touches me because I'm going like, wow, okay, that's, you know, you were asking before, do I stop and look back? And I go, you know, when somebody like that walks up to you and has a story to tell you and a tear in the eye, then I go, wow.
Yeah.
It's like you stepped out of the TV and listening to reality.
No, but I would be hysterical crying. I mean, that's just a beautiful thing. That, I mean, again, total strangers that you don't know. I mean, you expect, you know, things like that from people that you touch on the periphery. These are people from all over the world, I would imagine.
I'm sure he inspired a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it's honest.
Yeah.
Because he lives it. And that's another thing. You know, it's people don't buy, when someone seems like a used car salesman, they're not going to buy from them. But he walks and talks it.
Yeah.
You know, this is his
life.
That's
the most important thing in fitness.
This is his life. And it's not something that he just does on the side of something.
Right.
He lives and breathes it.
Yep, in my life.
It shows.
And I was telling the story to Ali a couple of years ago. A few times I met Jack LaLanne at conventions. And another one who walked the walk. I mean, he just, was a little tugboat of a man and a nice man. And I don't know if he was ever in the hospital a day in his life, and it was all because he did exactly what he was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, and you know, Jack LaLanne, I've known him personally.
Mm-hmm. May his soul rest.
I know him fairly well. I was on his show years ago. I think the last year of his show, I was a guest on his show.
Wow.
I did a couple of, we got into, you know, a variety of different exercises. And then when he turned 80, we invited him to Hawaii, and he was on my show.
Oh, wow.
And
that's cool.
Yeah. And it doesn't end, yes. And so we got a little closer during the years, and I got to spend time with him and with his wife, Elaine.
Yeah.
Right.
And this coming May in Chicago, at the end of April, 29th of April, I will be giving her the Hall of Fame induction for a lifetime commitment to fitness. So kind of comes full circle, yeah.
Yeah, sure does.
So beautiful. You know, I was going to ask you if she was still with us. That's nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. In fact, I did a radio interview with her not too long ago, like a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we were on live and... you know, she's coming out at the end of April to get this Lifetime Achievement Award.
Beautiful.
And being inducted into the Hall of Fame along with Jack LaLanne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many people don't know, Jack LaLanne was an awesome motivator.
Oh, my God. He was the biggest one.
Yes, but she was the engine.
Yeah.
Isn't
it always the wife?
She was the engine behind the motor, behind the car.
Exactly
there,
right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. You know, she was very supportive of what he did. And that's the thing. You're only as supportive as your partner allows you to be as they encourage you.
She was his manager and did all
that
work.
Oh, I'm sure. And why not?
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
She obviously lived the lifestyle, too. So where do you see you? My next question to you is where do you see you in the next 10 years?
You know, I dare to predict the future. I know one thing. I want to continue what I'm doing. Continue to, you know, be a force in my industry.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to help people with health and fitness. Continue to inspire people, hopefully. And you know, the rest is up to the good Lord.
That's exactly right. And we don't want to keep you because, I mean,
we know that you have to go
to be with us. But tell our audience where you're going to be today and tomorrow.
Okay, so today I'm here at the Marriott Marquis, Manhattan, by Times Square.
Yeah.
And the fifth floor is where the exhibit is. It's not a very large area, so they won't have a hard time finding me. And I'll be here today from 2 till 4. And... tomorrow I'll be here from 1 till 4. And, I'll be right at the entrance to the fifth floor hall. So they won't miss me. And if they miss me, I'm wearing a black with a big Bodies in Motion logo.
There you go.
Can't miss you. And I have to say, you know, you have been such a gentleman. And I know you went to great lengths to be on the air with us today. And I thank you so much.
So appreciate it.
I'm so glad that we finally got you on the air.
Yes.
And it was so worth the wait.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's keep in touch, okay? Maybe we'll have something more to get your audience motivated and get more into health and fitness after this convention.
Absolutely.
Definitely. We are there.
Okay.
But you
and
you just eat something before you go back down and just take a breath. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Gilad.
Thank you.
And keep
your bodies in motion. All right.
You got
Stay
it.
Stay safe, darling.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Shalom.
What a gentleman, right?
Unbelievable.
And literally, when he called back, he was huffing and puffing.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, and
poor guy.
This is what I'm saying, an absolute gentleman, and the lovely Elite Ziegman holding down the fort. That's, you know something?
I probably sound like a fool.
No, let me see, this, my darling, is what we were saying, get the strange package. See? Good, you know what, see, what happened was?
You know what it is? I was talking and I was trying to listen to what was happening on
the
other side.
So it was just teamwork, darling. See?
No, I know. I was
see?
Just worried that.
And
you
this
know.
Is also this is all a lesson to you, my child. You are nothing without my big mouth. You are nothing without my big mouth.
I never denied that.
But and I came back and then
back.
And that was in Galat. You know, it's such a shame. I would love to go down and
I would love that, yeah.
He was there Sunday. I was going to say, why don't we go by and photobomb.
Not only today and tomorrow.
I know, but why do
you think
that is?
You know, Sunday it ends early. It ends early, so I don't, by this time it would be over.
It was like 4 days or something, you said?
Well, back then it started Thursdays.
Yeah.
It went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But Sunday it ended like at noon, so.
I'm always surprised when things like start on a Friday in the afternoon. I mean, people are working. Just, you know, I could see Friday night.
A lot of people take off.
Friday night and Saturday and Sunday.
This is already, I mean, people already know that they're going to this a year before.
Yeah,
they're already planned for this because they walk around with their big badges, you know, their tickets to get into the classes. You have to reserve a class, you know. It's a lot of work.
And I tell you, I was looking up information and I didn't want to say anything wrong if there were tickets. But I wasn't sure if it was free. Now that you said it was free, why don't you...
It's free to get in, but you need to be registered to get into the class.
But still.
You could go in.
But you could. But in other words, if I want to take a class today,
mm-hmm. you would have to have one of those badges to say that you're part of the
ECA.
ECA?
ECA, 360.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And didn't he seem charming?
Very charming.
Very charming.
Very nice.
Saying.
Like
anytime,
a down-to-earth guy.
Anytime I spoke to him, he was just like the nicest guy in the world. And for anybody who doesn't know their way around Manhattan...
It's in the heart of
Manhattan. You can take really pretty much any line will get you there if you're a little confused how to get there. The N will get you there. The W will get you there. The Q will get you there. The red line will get you there. You'll be able to get there. And you know what? It's not that bad a day. You could even walk. Take a cab.
Beautiful,
Jack. But show up there. Show up and say mm-hmm. hello to him and you know.
Yeah.
Share these wonderful stories, and those stories have got to be amazing, you know, people that you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And you got me through this, you know, you changed my, it's got to be the most.
Inspiring.
That's the gift, that's, you know, you have to feel very blessed after a weekend like this. And that's why I asked him, because.
Especially being him.
He probably doesn't ever stop and say, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I did that, you know. I think the only other time you realize things like that are when you go to a class reunion or something.
Yeah.
Or you know, even like the social media, like Facebook, when you go and you look at people in your graduating class and you see what they're doing. And you always hope people are doing well, but sometimes you're like, wow, I didn't realize, wow, I'm doing better than them. Not that you want that, but I think that's the only way you could really measure your success is that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you have to slow down. And I, you know, I
hello.
Hello. Well, you know, I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to, you know, get into my stuff with.
Let's not.
With
okay.
Galat.
It's not
it
the Galat and Lori
so.
Story.
No, it's not. That's why it's like I wasn't even going to say I could relate because
doesn't
I was
slow
not.
Down.
I was not going to say anything. When we have a guest, they are treated to every platform we have. Well, I don't get my stuff in there. But thank you again, Lee. Let's keep something on the mat and do something with him. In the future. That was pretty cool. Definitely. But perfect format to give a shout-out to our sponsors.
There you go. Go ahead.
Topperson loves Galat. Mm. They told me we love him. We all know him. So everybody up there,
especially
hello,
especially with that one certain cream.
Yeah, the My Pain Away cream.
Yeah.
Which is,
after working out that whole weekend, I could see anybody using that.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Oh, you know something? See, had I known that this was going to happen, because we only knew we were going to have Galat on the show, when was it, Wednesday
yesterday.
Night?
Yesterday.
When his people contacted me Wednesday night and said he's in town, maybe we could grab him, I would have told Topperson, and they certainly would have sent samples. To that whole
okay,
event.
You know what, maybe we can make our own event.
I think so.
You know?
I think we can, but Topperson, we love them, they love us.
Bruises love them even more.
Bruises love them more, and they also love Galat, because everybody's saying, oh, we love him, oh, my God,
how
we can't
not?
Believe it, da-da-da-da-da. So, but My Pain Away, and even if you don't want to use that particular one, they have the foot formula. They have the Topperson Jr.
Endless.
They have an array.
And they all work.
And they all work. And the lovely Elite Ziegelman knows the foot formula.
Yes.
She's the poster child.
I am.
The poster child is her holding her calf and screaming as she applies.
My foot.
Topperson. Well, you put it on your whole calf, too,
no,
I guess,
today.
Right?
I was moving my bench,
mm-hmm.
and I gashed my shin.
Oh, geez.
I did a
blew up. You're kidding me.
Boom. So quickly it blew up. Started bleeding.
Oh, my God.
So I put ice on it really quick, you know, as I'm training. I'm just holding the ice pack and training at the same time. And then later on, I put Topperson on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to show you.
Let me see.
It's almost like nothing.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, see, with that right over here is such...
So sensitive.
There
right?
are so many capillaries
here.
And blood vessels that, yeah, you swell almost immediately
oh
on
God.
Contact. Yeah. So that, but that's...
Topperson works, guys.
Topperson does work, and that was the foot. And go online,
www.
It'll work in a pinch.
Yeah.
Topperson.com. They're at a store near you, but if you can't find them, order online and mention our name, and you get a little bit of a discount. You get a little bit of a discount when you mention that you heard us. You heard.
And she's raising the bar.
She's raising the bar. If you said the Bridal Body Shop.
Oh, my. How many times
that.
I always say that?
Oh, all the time. I'm surprised I get through that. You know, the Bridal Body Shop is who we are. I'm surprised I get through that, but I do. And our next sponsor that we love, that we think is appropriate to mention.
Who?
Muscle Sport Magazine.
Of course.
Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. We are oldsters, Elite Ziegelman.
Mm-hmm.
You and I.
I'm sure Galad would like it too.
Of the old crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to ask if maybe some samples and maybe a magazine could be sent to him.
Get his
just
address.
To, I will.
We'll send them
yeah.
some goodie bags.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, I got the cell number. I'm sure he'll be okay. He knows
mm-hmm.
I'm not a nut. You know, you have
well,
to take 2 months.
He doesn't know you well.
You have to take 2 months to get to know me before that ekes out. But. Yeah, I think he would like the magazine. The reason we like the magazine is because we come from the old school of all meat, no filler. We just want the content of the movement. We just want to know how to do it, why to do it, what muscles we use. We just want to know and what else we can do and what foods to eat. That's what we want. MuscleSportMag.com. And a subscription is $32 a year.
Cheap.
What are the magazines now? Seriously, let's. I don't want to mention names because we might get
in trouble.
Do you know
some magazines in that kind of arena?
Yes.
It's close to $10 a magazine.
I know, and I know exactly. You don't tell me what.
Right.
I know exactly what you're
close
talking about.
Close to $10.
Yeah. So that's
when I started buying them, it were $1.99.
Okay. But, you know,
but it was no advertisement then. Now, you open it up, every page is an advertisement, and you have one story.
Well, because print media is drying up.
It's terrible.
And that's exactly
terrible.
What's going on. So that's the
yeah.
that's the sad part of it. But, again, $32 a year. You really, and you know what? If you don't like it, it's $32 out of your pocket. I mean, it's really, I mean, that's, how many cups of coffee is that a week?
For me?
Well, not for you. That's a day for you. But a week for the average person, I guess that would be it. So
that's 2 days worth of coffee if you go to Starbucks and get those frappuccinos, macchiato, a cup of pacchininos.
Yeah, or that. Well, you know, but the thing is, even if you just buy regular coffee, I'm just saying, if you don't
right.
really want to go that, you don't be that elaborate. So MuscleSportMag.com, and you can't go wrong with that. And I think... Unless the lovely Elite Ziegelman.
I'm gone.
You want to wrap up?
I talked out today.
Yeah. This is more talking than you did
yeah,
on the air.
Yeah, that's it. Don't expect any more words
no,
from me today.
No. I, you know what? In a way, it's a very good thing. Again, gift in a strange package. But, again, we want to thank a lot. And go down and see him at the Marriott. And this is a pretty big convention. So it's certainly worth just dropping in and say hi. And in saying that, we thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And we hope that we see you next week at a regular time, which is Wednesday at,
Wednesday at
1. And in the meantime, make the planet a better place. Be good to your body. Be good to each other. And just enjoy life. Take us home, Nina.
You
say
got
goodbye,
it.
Elite.
Bye-bye.